AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Donald Trump continued his barnstorming tour across the states that won him the White House with a stop in Hershey, Pennsylvania, where the president-elect says he wants to lower taxes to attract more business to the U.S.
We're going to eliminate job-killing regulations, cancel many executive orders, believe me, we're going to be canceling a lot, and lift the restrictions on the production of American energy, including shale, oil, natural gas, and clean coal.
The president-elect also posted on Twitter Thursday, stating again his doubts about charges that Russian hackers tried to disrupt the U.S. election. The top Democrat in the Senate is convinced of the Russian president's involvement in cyber attacks. The AP's Jerry Boatlander reports.
To outgoing Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid, there's no doubt Russian leader Vladimir Putin was personally involved in cyber attacks that were aimed at impacting the election.
The answer is clearly yes. And his having been former head of the KGB, does that surprise you? And does it surprise anybody today when he denied it?
Reid also renewed his sharp criticism of FBI Director James Comey for failing to investigate the cyber attacks while sending the letter about the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server that many Democrats believe cost her the election. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
The same federal jury that found Dylann Roof guilty of all 33 counts in the Charleston church shootings will reconvene next month to weigh whether to sentence him to death. Heidi Byrick, director of the Southern Poverty Law Center's Intelligence Project, says Roof was inspired to kill black people from his dealings on the internet.
As he said himself in his manifesto, it was when he typed black on white crime into Google in the summer of 2013 that he basically went down a rabbit hole of nothing but white supremacist material.
This is AP Radio News. Facebook is getting serious about fighting fake news. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
There have been fake political stories, celebrity hoaxes, stories about unproven cancer cures. Facebook says it will focus on what it calls the worst of the worst offenders and will partner with outside fact checkers and news organizations like the AP to sort out what's real and what's not. Facebook is also making it easier for users to report fake news. Stories that flunk the fact check won't be removed from Facebook, but they'll be flagged as disputed, which will force them to appear lower down in people's news feed. I'm Ed Donahue.
It's a frigid 7 degrees in Chicago right now, leaving residents shivering.
Oh my God, it's so cold.
Dangerously cold temperatures and gusty winds have made their way from the Midwest into the Northeast. Vermont residents being warned to limit their time outdoors with wind chills of minus 35 in the forecast Friday. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.